This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecision.com. Haven't spoken to them in a while because I've either been traveling or getting ready to travel or been other places. But joining us again from, I presume, Australia is writer, activist, instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Yes, I'm in a suburb called Newport, just north of Brisbane, Australia, in a beautiful house on a canal connecting to the ocean. Having a great time. So I am in Australia.
Outstanding. So have you been keeping up? You missed quite a raucous NRA annual meeting.
Yeah, so I understand.
Yeah. And it's only going to get more raucous as time goes on because nothing changed. Nothing at all changed. Well, we don't have Ollie North as the president anymore. That's it.
I'd like to see the NRA leadership become more transparent about their finances, and maybe that's happening. I hope so. I hope there's no significant legal action that comes of this. But it's, you know, these issues have been around a long time.
Yeah, that's one thing most people don't quite get. I mean, you know, I can think back 2 years ago when they rolled out Carry Guard.
Yes.
And that was a controversial annual meeting as well, so.
Well, and I go back to remembering when Neil Knox got kicked off of the board because one of the things that he was concerned about was how much money was being spent on fundraising and that it wasn't transparent enough. And, you know, that's the same thing we're seeing today. And that was, oh, gosh, in the 1980s.
Right. Right. Yeah. So
It hasn't really changed. There's always been issues with transparency. And face it, the NRA is a big, powerful organization that handles a lot of money. Whenever you get big organizations like that, there are going to be people who want to get involved with them so they can get their hands on some of that money. And it's just the way the human animal works.
Well, as far as that goes, though, you know, like with some of the things that they spend money on, and here lately, since I renewed my membership with them, it's almost like the National Association of Gun Rights now, because I got an email today about the NRA being shut down by New York State.
Yeah, and, you know, it can be overdone. You get so many request for funding and whatever, you just start shutting it down because it's overdone.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing that once they, and I don't think they take that into consideration at all. I think they sort of look at it as, well, if you paid us, if you know, if maybe you'll give us another $20 today, but if I give you $20 today and you email me tomorrow about wanting another $20, before long, this is going to get old. And my problem with this is I'm afraid they're going to ostracize the membership instead of getting them behind the cause.
Well, and what happens is that, you know, I'm not saying the NRA does this. I don't know what the ratio of fundraising to money that comes in is. But some nonprofits figure if they spend $100 on fundraising and get $101 back, they've done well.
Success.
Yeah, and that just is wrong because it wastes a whole lot of money that hardworking members are putting into the program. So, you know, you get frustrated, and I support the NRA. They're the biggest dog in the fight for our Second Amendment rights, but I'd like to see transparency and accountability as well.
Yeah, see, the thing I don't understand about these NGOs and government types and everything else is that they don't seem to quite grasp this idea that if they were just simply perform, because we're so used to them not performing, if they were to perform modestly, that's why Trump's so popular, because he's actually doing stuff. We've listened for years and years and years out of government. Well, this takes time. Well, he's proving it doesn't. He's turning government upside down. And if they were to actually go out there and do something.
I think the NRA has performing pretty well. I can't. I mean, look at the advances we've made in constitutional carry. Now, most of the activism on constitutional carry has been state-based. It's been activists in the states. But the NRA has been extremely valuable to those state-based organizations in supporting constitutional carry. Now, they didn't always do so, but they've, in the last 20 years, they've turned around and started flying right, at
yeah.
least in supporting the right issues. So the NRA was absolutely necessary and invaluable to us in stopping the gun control push that was done by Barack Obama. There were organizations saying, we're going to lose it. We have to have universal background checks. We've got to give up this. We've got to give up that because we're going to lose everything. The NRA stood up and said, no, we got to fight. And we won that battle.
Right.
So they have done a lot of good things, and they have reformed from what I remember over 20 years ago when they seemed a lot less willing to fight. Now they fight pretty well.
Yeah,
not perfect, but nobody is perfect.
Yeah, they still have their moments, but you're right. They have done, and they do good stuff. I'm not saying they don't do good stuff, but when everybody's looking to you, I mean, if I were Wayne LaPierre, Wayne LaPierre, the best thing he could do for the organization would be to stand up and say, I understand that everybody is unhappy with this. I understand that everybody doesn't like the direction this is going in. And I want it. I want you, the membership, to have confidence that we're doing the right thing. So I step down.
Well, and I could see that. I mean, Wayne has been there for a long time. Was it about 30 years?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time to be the CEO of a large, powerful organization. Well, maybe it's time for Chris Cox to step up.
Yep. Somebody.
I'm not saying that he has to step down, but you have to leave at some point.
Right. The thing with their election that they put out, I sort of thought the way they put it out where they said that everybody was reelected unanimously. There were a bunch of guys that didn't vote. But everybody that voted for Wayne LaPierre because there's nobody else to vote for. And there's a lot of members very upset about that. And Alan West is trying to get it out and some other members. We're about to come up on the break. We're going to go into I just wanted to get that out of the way because we're about to go into Weingarten. He's still writing, even though he's out there, you know, sunning it up in beautiful downtown Australia. Did I say downtown Australia? I sure did.
Yeah. Well, we'll get. When we talk, I can tell you some of the experiences I've had in not-so-downtown Australia because I did go on a pest hunt and a terrible drought here, but we'll talk about that later.
Very good. You can find his stuff at ammoland.com. It's a repository of nearly 2,500 articles for you to check out right now. We'll be right back. My guest is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, Aero Precision. USA.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten, who got to take part in, he says, a varmint hunt. Let's hear about this, Dean. What kind of a varmint? What qualifies as a varmint in the Australian outback?
Just about all of the exotic or feral animals are considered pests in Australia. So things like chital deer, fallow deer, foxes, feral house cats, and of course wild pigs. Wild pigs are a huge problem in Australia, just as they are in Texas. And my friend who took me out on this hunt is a very accomplished hunter, and he says there are now more wild pigs, about 25 million, in Australia than there are people. Now, what happened on this particular hunt was it's a terrible drought here in southern Queensland, and so there just weren't a lot of animals around. Well, we saw a lot of kangaroos, but not a lot. We saw some kangaroos, according to my hunter friend. It was a very small amount compared to what they usually see because the drought is so bad. We didn't see any pigs. One of the people doing the actual shooting shot a fox, and then we went to another location, and there my friend got a couple of, decent chital deer stags. And here's the thing. This was a terrible, terrible hunt for my friend. He said, this is about the worst he'd ever seen it. And I got to talking to him about what is considered ordinary for hunting in Australia. And he mentioned that some Americans were over, and they said they had a very good year. They had gotten 5 deer. And he said, well, was it 5 deer in a night, or 5 deer in a week, or 5 deer, what was? And they said, well, it was 5 deer in a year. And he said, well, we consider it a good night when we get 5 deer in one night. And he talked about how he's probably in 30 years shot over 600 deer and probably over 2,000 wild pigs. So the amount of game that is here in Australia is just astounding. And because only about 5%, at most 10% of the population even have guns, the number of hunters is tiny. You might have a couple of million hunters for a continent the size of the lower 48 states. And it's just, despite the drought, I mean, the drought makes it unusual. We still saw some game. But under ordinary circumstances, he said they could get 5 deer a night, 10 or 20 pigs a night. And the reason that his numbers aren't in the many thousands is because he has to work to make a living as well. So he only goes actively hunting, about twice for every 3 months. Now, he is an ardent hunter, and he's extremely skilled. I've seen a lot of hunters, and so I know he's very good. And also in Australia, because most of what we consider game, they consider pests, they use methods that aren't allowed in the United States. A lot of their hunting is done with spotlighting at night.
Right.
And they use, the professional pest hunters. He's got a professional license, but the ones who make a living at it are maybe hired by the government, required to shoot thousands of feral animals in a year from helicopters.
I have heard that there's been a cottage industry arise shooting feral cats and skinning them.
I haven't heard that. Now, they do have a really terrible problem with feral cats. I don't know about their pelts, about actually getting anything for the pelts. I haven't ever run across that. I've never seen any ads for feral cat pelts. But I have seen feral cats that were shot, and the problem is that they are so deadly on the native population of birds and small mammals here, and on reptiles. They just really have terrible, terrible predation by feral cats on native animals. I mean, the feral cat, as you know, can kill a lot of animals, and it doesn't eat them all. It just kills for sport,
right,
in many cases. And it can kill dozens of native animals in a night because they never were meant, they never had to contend with cats before, you know, before the cats were brought here by Europeans. So these, you know, cats do a tremendous amount of damage in Australia. So they are, when they're not tame pets, they're shot as often as people can see them.
But literally,
it's just
yeah.
part of pest control.
Yeah.
They don't even take the pelts of the foxes they shoot because the price of fur is so low.
So what, they shoot them and just leave them out there, or what do they do?
Yeah, they're just pests. They're just trying to keep the population down. Now, it didn't used to be that way. Back before the animal rights drove the price of fur down, fox pelts were valuable, and most of the fox pelts in Australia went to Europe to make fur coats. But that was quite a few years ago.
I can imagine.
You know, probably at least 30 years ago.
I can imagine. So we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about this article you wrote about the guns that are actually the criminals are actually being caught with, because that was pretty interesting.
That's a fascinating subject, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you can find the articles that Dean writes, because even though he's in Australia hunting feral cats, and I mean, I saw a video the other day about the feral cat hunts that go on there. Those are massive. That has become a cottage industry.
Yeah, some of the cats are getting very big.
Yeah. So while he's out there doing that, he's still writing, and he's still sending it to Animalland, and Freddie's still publishing it and everything else. And, So that's when we get back. We're going to talk about this last article.
I'm looking forward to it when we get back.
Additionally, when are you going to be back anyway?
Late June.
Okay.
So I've got a couple months, and I'm getting some good advice about going to Northern Australia, places to avoid, places to see.
Gotcha.
And I've got a vehicle with a friend who's loaned me here, four-wheel drive, so I intend to see a good bit of more remote Australia before I come back.
All right. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Venezuela opposition leader Juan Guaido announced Wednesday the start of Operation Libertad, a military uprising to overthrow disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told the House Appropriations Subcommittee how much planning is involved, and the U.S. is not alone in helping Guaido to gain power.
We've done exhaustive planning, so there's not a situation or a scenario that we don't have a contingency for. I would also offer that we're in close partnership with Colombia and Brazil. We're taking a regional approach. This isn't just, you know, the United States showing up.
Attorney General Bill Barr will not testify at a planned House Judiciary Committee hearing on Thursday. This after the committee wanted to set aside a full hour for congressional lawyers, not congressmen, to do the questioning. Barr did testify before the Senate on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten while he is out in Australia. How is the weather there?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's the temperature is absolutely room temperature. Screens are open on the house. It's neither too hot or nor too cold. Mostly sunny, a few clouds in the sky, a light breeze. You couldn't ask for better weather. It's absolutely gorgeous.
So let's talk about this article about the guns people find when people commit crimes and, you know, they get busted.
Yeah. Primarily they're talking about the sources I found, and it's from Greg Ellifritz. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Did some research on the guns that came into his department. He's a police officer, I believe, and he had only 85 weapons, so it's a somewhat small sample. But of those, 24 weren't even loaded when they were taken from a robbery suspect. Two of them didn't have the right ammunition in them. Nine were so broken they couldn't function at all. And there were 17 that had very, very limited function. For example, they were semi-automatics but didn't have a magazine. And, of course, a lot of semi-automatics have magazine disconnects, so they won't fire without a magazine. And without a magazine, it's also can be difficult, not impossible. I mean, it just takes a little more work to load a single round into a gun that will fire without a magazine. So he found like 66% of the guns they took off armed robbers were either totally non-functional or they had very limited function. Doesn't mean they're not dangerous. You know, what we see a lot is that people who commit armed robbery will use guns as bludgeons or, you know, as impact weapons and pistol whip people. So sure. Even if a gun won't fire, it can still be a nasty, dangerous weapon. And some of the, even if they fire only one shot can easily kill an innocent person. But that didn't even count the number of toy guns, replica guns, starters guns or air guns that they found that these armed robbers were trying to use in their armed robberies. That's another 15%. So all told, we come up to something like 80% of the guns they took off of armed robbers tended to be ineffectual or at least not very effectual. So the point of all this is that as an armed citizen, your odds are probably better than you think going up against an armed criminal. And you might, by careful observation, if you're being victimized, be able to determine if the gun is less than likely to be fully functional. And if that's the case, it gives you a better chance to be proactive and to stop the crime in progress. Everything has to be, you know, looked at with a certain calculus is I want to come out of this alive. It's not worth putting a hurt on the bad guy if I end up dead. So, you know, you have to decide how important or how what your best chances are. But if a lot of the bad guys have guns that don't work very well, your chances have improved. And apparently a lot of them don't have guns that work, or they're fake, or they're toys, or, you know, they're just non-functional.
Right.
Not loaded, for example.
They're not afraid of using toy guns or replica guns. I mean, how many times have we heard about criminals or people getting shot because of a replica gun or a toy gun?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes criminals think if they use a toy gun or a replica gun, if they get caught, the penalties will be less, and in some states they are. I think in California, for example, the penalties for using a toy or replica gun, at least the last time I read the statutes, were somewhat less than if you used a real gun. And that's probably, I think, a good idea in the law. Heck, if we can incentivize criminals to use toy guns or replica guns instead of real guns, less innocent people shall be hurt.
Right.
Of course, it increases the odds that the criminal will be hurt, but that seems to me a feature, not a bug.
Yeah, I think if you're going to pick a life of crime, that one of the things that you should possibly expect from that is that you are running the risk in your occupational hazards of being perforated.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, a lot of criminals do get hurt and injured and killed. And it's not only by armed good guys who are out protecting themselves, but criminals are often victimized by other criminals as well.
Yeah.
It's very common.
Yeah, I think the logic on that one follows that. Do the cops even do they even go after that and try to solve that as vociferously as they might a home invasion or something?
Police generally are taught, if it looks like a gun, treat it like a gun.
Right.
You know, if it looks like it's a weapon aimed at you, and if the perpetrator is acting as if he intends to do you harm, act as if it's real.
Right.
Because if you hesitate too much, you're likely to get shot. And that's the way they do it, and the law backs them up. It's the reasonable person doctrine. Would a reasonable person in that situation, seeing what you saw, have believed they were under deadly threat? And if a person has something that looks a lot like a gun or in their hand and is pointing at you, that's a deadly threat. And you don't have to go up close to it and examine it and say, are the serrations the right number on this slide? Is the hole the right caliber?
Right.
Before you decide it's a deadly threat. You know, it's a reasonable person, doctor, and a reasonable person is not going to consider somebody pointing what appears to be a weapon at them to be harmless.
Yeah, I'm not willing to give too much thought to that. And if they are doing it, I'm probably looking for a way to de-animate them pretty quick without exposing me to too much.
Stop the threat because it put a threat. And the other thing we see, and I'm sure you've seen examples of this, is that a lot of criminals don't really care that much what happens, and a lot of them want to commit essentially suicide by cop or maybe suicide by armed citizen. Basically, they're saying, go ahead, shoot me, you know, and a lot of those people get shot.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. So when we come back, I want to talk about this this individual that was sort of a Columbine groupie, if we can.
Oh, yeah, that's a sad case, really sad.
Sad. It's a sad case, but I want to look at the psychology that was going on in the community around that as well, because that was causing quite a bit of concern, and as it should.
It caused a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear in Colorado, definitely.
So anyway.
We can look at it, and that's probably another case of what we call media conspiracy.
There you go. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. He's in Australia currently, but still writing, still publishing on a very prolific basis, as he always does. And recently we had this situation where I believe this young lady's name was Sol Pais.
I'm trying not to...
name
her name excessively, but mentioning it once is okay.
Oh,
and she's a very young woman. She's only 18 years old. I don't know if she had graduated from high school yet, but she became kind of obsessed with the Columbine school shooting, from about 20 years ago. And I looked at her website. She had a website where she had some writings on it, and it was all depressing. It was all pain. It was all frustration. She just felt a lot of pain, and this is something that is common with suicidal people. They don't see any joy in their life. They don't see any pleasure in their life. But she became obsessed with Columbine, and then she bought a ticket to Colorado. And as soon as she got off the plane, she went directly to a gun store and bought a shotgun. Well, apparently there's more than was on her website because the FBI got involved. And these are pretty significant warning signs that maybe she was thinking about a school shooting. Now, so out of an abundance of caution, the FBI put out a warning saying, keep on the lookout for this young woman and be prepared. She's in the area and she bought a shotgun and we're concerned. And then they found her and she had committed suicide. Very sad case. And of course the area around in Colorado was in an uproar because they were worried that somebody else would attempt to duplicate the massive killing that had happened at Columbine. But it didn't work out that way. And I feel bad for her and for her family. And who knows, with maybe a little different input that she might have gotten, maybe she would have found some pleasure and happiness in life and not felt the necessity of killing herself. It's a very sad thing. But what happens, and you know, in the Columbine case, the two killers killed themselves, too.
Right.
So that was, as well as murder, it was a murder-suicide. And what we see is that suicide and mass murder now, too, are both spread in large part by people reading about them, seeing the attention that was lavished on the killers, and deciding to copy them in some way. Well, this young woman didn't copy the murder, but she did copy the suicide. And it's a very well-documented effect. It's called the copycat effect. There's at least one book written on it. And now what I see in some of the journals is that they're calling it media contagion. That is, when media overhypes a mass killing or suicide, when they just print article and article after it, spend hours and hours on it on the national news, essentially they run a very significant risk that other people who are on the edge will decide to copy those methods and to do those things, apparently thinking that if I'm going to die, I might as well die making a big splash. And
right.
There was one report, paper that was presented, I think, to the American Psychological Association, where they estimated that mass shootings, rampage shootings, may have been doubled by the media coverage they get. In other words, the media is acting so irresponsibly that their actions may have actually doubled the media coverage.
Let's shift a little bit to that.
I mean, their actions may have doubled the mass killings, I'm saying,
right.
Not media coverage.
Right.
And if that's true, if they've doubled the mass killing, the media is far more responsible for deaths than gun owners.
Well, that's where I wanted to go. Now, I know why you and a few other people don't want to publicize the names of these people because of the trying to stem the mass media contagion, if you will. I get that.
At least to get to act as an example of it.
Right.
Shouldn't be doing that.
And yet, how come you think, and this is purely a opinion question. Knowing this, knowing that, you know, according to studies they've done, where they tell us all the time that they need to ban guns if it saves one life. Should
right.
should the media be taken to task for this, if it bleeds, it leads attitude they have in order to sensationalize their news day and get ratings? If it's, shouldn't they be given that up if it would save lives?
I think so. I think that it would be good for the AP, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, all the leaders in the old media, to acknowledge that they have been irresponsible in the reporting of mass shootings and in violent crime in general, and that they need to emphasize the problems and pain of victims far more than to give all this coverage to people who commit the crimes. And I think it would result in less mass killings particularly. Now, of course, mass killings, it's just a tiny, tiny percentage of the
right.
homicides in general.
Right.
Way less than 1%. So,
but they are right. the ones that get they are the ones that get a lot of flashing lights and everything else.
Huge
because,
amounts of attention. And in Australia, that's directly what led to their extremely strict gun controls in 1996.
Right.
It was the Port Arthur massacre. And the person who committed the Port Arthur massacre is quoted as asking his lawyer again and again, if he broke the record. In other words, he was trying for media attention. It was media effect. It was the copycat effect that drove him to commit that mass killing. And people are beginning to realize it, and I can only hope that some people in the media will start listening and start acting more responsibly than they have.
Yeah, but that I think that's an interesting point, because him knowing that there was a record to be broken probably had a lot to that. That was probably part of his process, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't have any doubt that if there hadn't been,
we're about to run out of time, but
media coverage, he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time, but are you going to be back on Friday?
I intend to be. Yes.
Okay. Maybe we ought to pick this up, because to the point to where, you know, the reason they publish the numbers and keep repeating them over and over again is to make it seem horrific, so that we'll have to have gun control because we just can't have this, and you know, that kind of thing. And
exactly, this is a political decision on the part of the media. It pushes their agenda.
So, you, of course, you get to go back, and you got a couple of days in Australia before we reconvene again, and I'll be glad when you get back into the United States. But, you know, in the meantime, this is, you know, I've never had somebody call in from Australia, so that's sort of cool.
I have a tremendous time, and we still get to do the radio show.
There you go. So you can find Dean's work at ammoland.com, 2,500-plus articles growing every day. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Likewise. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.